Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Good. And, you know, last night, you said that you were really curious about a particular subject, you know, and
yes.
that you thought that it was worthy of doing a show about. And I think that one of the things that we're talking about today is how to keep your kids safe from a teacher that may be trying to take advantage of the kid in a
predator.
Way I think you've been talking about.
Teacher predators, really.
Teacher predators.
Yes.
And you know, I've always sort of been by the belief that probably the most basic way to do it is that, well, one of the things that I've heard, the stories that I've heard, is that these predators will, like, do the kids' homework, you know, and...
Oh, I know. Okay, but could we just back up a little bit, all right?
Okay, all right.
The reason I wanted to talk about it is because I've been seeing it on the news so much. It's happening so often that
right.
most recently, this case of another beautiful, like you said, so many
right.
beautiful young female teachers. And that's what I want to talk about right now, the female ones in the beginning here. I have noticed they are preying not just on the high school boys, but the elementary age, very
right.
young. That is yeah. so weird. I'll never be able to wrap my head around that. So the why, I don't know if we really can have an answer to that. That's just so wrong, so odd. I
it
understand
is very
the
wrong.
Child
it,
can have a crush on the teacher, but yeah. the other way
I
around.
I think the reason that it's wrong is that, you know, one of the reasons that it's wrong is that it's, I mean, you know, obviously these teachers are not treating the kids with respect, because if they think that you can just, I mean, I don't understand the mindset of it either, because a lot of these teachers that I've heard are teachers that were educated. They have, and not only that, some of them were married to, like, you know, they were having, they had marriages, you know, and it's just
oh, that's
hard
part
for
me. Of it, Johnny. Hold on. Let me interject that. That's part of it. The bad marriages, the breakups, the divorces. I heard that they want to get that feeling of love, just that pure love that is, they feel like they can only get it from a child. All these different kinds of things they do study, but you know, they're, like you said, all types. They're fine people. I mean, yeah, they're educated, they're teachers. We trust our teachers. We're supposed to trust them. It's happening so often, though, don't you think so? Do you think
well,
that they're just finding out more often now with all the counseling going on?
I think they're probably finding out. I think that they obviously, this is probably what I think, the reason it's probably happening so much more often is because of the double standard. I mean, 9 times out of 10, if you put it side by side, if the gender roles are reversed, you know, a man sleeping with a teenage girl is worse. Gets worse sentence than the woman who sleeps with a 12-year-old kid. You know, and so obviously,
is that a fact?
Well,
is that
it's
a
not
fact?
So much. That, yes,
court.
It seems like what's happening is that it's not so much that the sentence is the same or the crime is different. It's just that what they're doing is that they treat the crime of the woman sleeping with the kid differently, and they don't treat it with the same intensity that they should with both genders. You know, that's what's happening.
I didn't know that was going on. Well, hopefully I said I didn't know that was going on.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were treating it differently, but maybe they are putting something better in place. Let's hope. But I just thought we should talk about it, and the audience could just write to us on any of our social media and tell us what they think of why. And what I really was calling you about was my main question is how. But since we decided to do the show, I did some research. And, you know, it's really not that hard to groom a child. And it's so sad. And they put up I'm not going to go into the details, but they put up a couple of scenarios with actors doing it.
Right.
And you're right. When they're alone with the tutor, it's happening quite often. They get the child alone.
Yeah, and I think that's just an estate. I don't know if I was thinking about this. This is something that I don't know if you thought of, that you would think of this, but this is something that I thought about. And this is a story. The story is big as a point. My sister was telling me that some people were walking up to Mr. Rogers' house where he actually lived, and he had he had like gates up and he kept everybody away and everything. And when I was talking to my father about it, I thought, you know, probably the reason he does that, like if you'll notice, every time you see him interact with a kid, he's in a big room with a bunch of people. In other words, he's probably never alone with a kid. Because because he's alone with a kid, the kid can say something. Here's a good example. Yeah, there's ammunition once you're alone with the kid. He'll be nice to kids. He's sustained to kids, but you never saw him alone. And this is why, like, for example, doctors will never be alone in a room with a patient.
Okay, if you want me to say something really weird, I cannot even believe. Okay, you said Mr. Rogers just now. Oh, my gosh, Johnny, it's the weirdest thing. Today, Mr. Rogers popped into my mind, and I was thinking back about it. I was thinking about watching it, how great it would be to always have Mr. Rogers on for all children, even now, how I loved Mr. Rogers, and I've seen the documentaries, and I saw the movie with Tom Hanks. And then you say Mr. Rogers. Isn't that kind of weird?
Well, he was the benchmark for how to talk to kids.
No, I'm saying that. I thought of it, and you said it. Isn't that weird?
That is amazing, That's amazing.
Okay, that's what I meant.
He was a very nice guy and very sweet and everything. And it's just that you have to be able to interact with kids to where that you don't have anything said that's incorrect. And
I know, but or you could just do the really smart thing. Put up the cameras wherever the tutor is helping your child. Put the cameras up, and you have to tell your child early. Tell me if anybody is touching you, any teacher does anything that makes you uncomfortable. Actually, she did tell me, and there was abuse going on, and I went there, and I led the bandwagon with the moms. And this woman actually resigned because she knew we were right, and what she did to the children was abusing them and choosing just a couple of kids out, me, my child, and another little girl and a boy. Those three and all of us mothers, because the other children told us, the teacher picks on yours, this girl, and that boy every single day. And
Priscilla?
She was abused by a teacher, picked on.
Okay, I didn't know that.
The other one was made cry all the time and humiliated in front of, and only those three children. So she resigned. Okay. So my daughter did tell me she had the backup. I learned that at an early age because she was only like 5 or 6. And then, let's see. Oh, I was just going to tell the parents, just talk to your kids and you know, even if they think it's not that big of a deal, that is a big deal. You should never tell a student, I bet you're going to be a heartbreaker someday, or you're going to have a lot of girlfriends, you know, I bet you're going to be a playboy when you get older. You know, that was in the little skit that they did today. Those are the things they start to open up the conversation. And this was a true story. The little boy would go play his Xbox with his friend and tell him everything that the tutor just said. Yeah, man, and we'll probably get married soon. You know, they're little emotional, okay, their emotions inside, they can't handle that. Their brains aren't ready for that kind of relationship. So it's very, very damaging to that child. Hey, they might be bigger. They might be 12, 13, 14, fully developed, but their mind is not there yet to have that. It's very, very wrong.
Teenagers miss a lot of social cues, more than a lot of people realize. I mean, they say things at inappropriate times because their brains are developed, you know?
Well, yes, and they haven't had any much life experience, and that might be their first time at something like that. And really, a lot of it is teaching. So here's the teacher, and they're saying it. They're thinking, wow, it must be okay. Even though it's our little secret, she's saying to him, oh, it's still, I'm special. Or, you know, they'll find out what the child likes and they'll start to, you know, develop that weakness into, and they're vulnerable to their little way in. And my question is why, okay, just because you're going through a divorce or you have an empty feeling in your heart, soul, really, there's got to be something wrong. This is abuse, right? When it's pedophilia.
Yes. Oh, it is.
You cannot hear those people, Johnny. What?
I know. No, everything you're saying is true. It's horrible. I mean.
Yeah. So I just wanted to bring it up to people's attention and to see if any listeners did have thoughts and they could share it because we want interaction from our listeners.
Right.
We love them.
Yeah.
How long has it been, Johnny, since we've been talking on Life Laughter Happiness about hot topics?
A subject? I think probably a couple of months. Probably.
No, 4 years.
Well, I'd have
couple
to look.
Months, what?
Let me see. The last time that we did a show where we talked about.
No. I'm saying that since we started working together on Life Laughter Happiness, I think it's been a few years. So my point is we have fans out there. We have people who listen out there who we love and they care about us. And I'm inviting them to on our Facebook page, Life Laughter Happiness, our Twitter. A lot do. So thank you guys who've been doing that, liking our stuff. And let us know if you've had an experience with a teacher growing up. Oh, I wanted to tell you something, which was a good story of my childhood dealing with this. And you saying that they're missing social cues. Totally, totally. They are. Because when I was a young girl in elementary school, but the next grade up was going to be junior high. So you're around 12, 13, that age. So you change a lot from the school, elementary, to then junior high. That's a big leap, okay, as a developing. So all of us girls saw our favorite teacher. So sweet, the best, cool. We loved him. We all ran up trying to hug him again, you know. He totally had different body language. He backed up. He, like, put his energy shield up, and all of a sudden, it clicked in my brain. I don't know about other girls, but it clicked in my brain. Oh, we're too old for that now. You know, and it just clicked in my brain. Oh, you know. So he was a good person. But
right.
I just remember that. He was aware, and this was a long time ago that I was in junior high, everybody. So, still love that teacher. Not going to name him, but did you ever have an experience like that where you saw anything or you thought a teacher was being inappropriate at all?
Well, I mean, no, but I understand what you're saying about interacting, looking out for kids. Like, for example, I had this game that I bought called City of Heroes. And the game was also a chat line. Well, I was worried. My nephew loved the game. He absolutely loved the game. And he wanted to keep the game at his house. I was worried about him doing it, not because of the game, but because the game had a chat line on it. and I was worried that some predator was going to come at him, you know, on the game. And so I talked, before I gave it to him, I talked to my sister and my brother-in-law, and I said, listen, you know, I don't want a Birds of the Beast chat to come out of this. You're going to have to talk to him for them to, you know, I'll give him the game, but I want you to talk to him. Because somebody coming on to him on the game would really be an emotionally thing for me. I would feel horrible. I would feel like that I had let him down and that I had let my sister down. And she goes, okay. We'll talk to him and we'll set a few rules. I mean, other than that, the game, you know, didn't bother me so much. And
it's nice that you were aware of it.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, it's scary. You know, he was like 15. He was like 15 at the time, and you know, he needed to know that there are people out there that are gonna, you know, that are horrible people.
Oh yes, that's good. You told him, and Priscilla said that she's had a couple of real weird weirdos trying to talk to her and her friends too, but she's aware. And I says, let me see that, I'll take care of him. And she's like, no mom, I already deleted him, I already took care of everything. So it's good you have an open relationship with your nephews. I have an open relationship that my daughter can talk to me about anything, so we're doing well. We just want to tell the parents to be extra careful since I've been seeing it. And you were like, yeah, and they're like beauty queens or models. They're a lot of beautiful young teachers. So odd. And they put them all up on this documentary I just watched. All the hedgehogs. Boom, 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 up. There was hundreds of these pretty young teachers with long hair, just very stylish. I mean, they just lost everything because of this. What
is it?
I want to know more. Well, I want to know what's going on.
I'm going to tell you that they do not treat them the same. Because, like, there is this one case where I'm not making this up, a woman had sex with a kid. And then when the kid grew up, they got married.
Oh, I know. I followed that one, too. And they're still together. Yeah. She got out of jail, and they're still together. The Hawaiian boy and this woman, and she was married, she had kids, she lost everything, and they just were so in love. Okay, there might be some really crazy exceptions out there. I know that people in the olden times used to get married at 12 and 13. I do understand that, but hey, wake up. We're not in the olden times now, and you really messed up somebody. Even though he thinks it's great with you, I think they might have gotten a divorce by now, but he really messed his life up. I mean, he was all in the news.
He really did. I mean, it just seems that it's just, I mean, that's why, you know, when I was growing up, I mean, the best teachers are the ones that would never be alone with you. They would never, ever be alone with you, you know. It was, and it's just that they don't, teachers don't do things like drive you home from school. They don't do those things because it's just that's because if they did, it would be, you know,
yes.
I mean,
I would have never felt comfortable. Back in the day, I was alone with teachers in the classroom for whatever reason, but nothing like that happened with a teacher. No, not with my raising. But it was going on. They're finding it out more. I think maybe kids are more open. Maybe families are being more open about weirdos out there. You know, back in the 50s, they weren't talking so much with their kids about any real serious, like, intimate issues. You could meet strangers. You could play out in the yard alone. You could come home before the sun goes down and all day not have a cell phone. It's just a different time, everybody. Unfortunately.
And pee from a hose.
How humiliating, too, to be in court and the whole world's watching you and you did this to a child, you who we trusted? Oh, and what is your family thinking, and how did you affect their lives? It's mind-boggling.
You know, the only, I will say this. The one thing that I do know to be true is most of the people that do those kind of things were molested themselves.
No, because that's really offending people. Remember, we had Anna Eves on, and she said that was the stereotype that makes people not tell. Well, you must have been abused when you were young.
That came out wrong. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. And check the statistics on things. And in fact, we should. We should check the statistics on a few of these things. Like, I want to know, are the judges treating the men differently than the women? It shouldn't be that way, Johnny. That's a serious thing right now.
I know. They do treat them
differently. Do you have any facts to back that up?
Well, what I'm saying is that I'm not saying that I have facts to back that up. I do know this, that the cases, it is not, there's a lot of times what will happen is that the media will cover some case where this happens with a woman, and then they'll say, and then people will comment under it, give me a bucket, you know, because nothing happens to a woman. But you have to admit, Barbara, I mean, when you go and you marry the teacher, that's not somebody who's being punished. You understand what I'm saying? Most of those cases, you would think you don't really wind up with the teacher marrying the student. So that's very clear. Like that case right there was a case where somebody was being treated differently, you know.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's case by case, too, obviously. It's not just so cut and dry. But it is an interesting subject that I just thought I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to try to wrap my head around this, and I still can't. But we can be more aware, just bringing awareness, I guess, of if you have kids in school, be careful. Be very, very careful. And just stay out of trouble, because even teachers, especially the substitute teachers, are getting in fistfights. Saw a few of those with my doing my research on the subject. One led to the other.
Oh, wow.
There's a couple of them. Yes, out there. A boy was yelling at this substitute teacher, got up out of his seat, was up in front of the class. Somebody videotaped it, and he was calling him the N-word over and over. It was so mean and horrible. Well, then the boy threw a basketball at the teacher's stomach, and then that's when the teacher punched him and then just like started getting him down and on the floor and pummeling the heck out of him. I think he even had a cell phone in his hand, pummeling him with it. And then he got him up and he opened the door and he pushed him out, threw him on the floor outside and shut the door. So that's the latest. That's new. We'll see what happens with that. But, you know, why did the student think he could just push somebody to the edge? That's a big fault right there. For that student to do that. I'm not saying the teacher should respond to that. He should not. But that student should not have provoked that.
Well, who threw the first punch?
The first assault was the boy to the teacher with throwing the basketball at his stomach hard.
All right.
On that note, thanks for listening, everybody. Johnny and I, we appreciate you. That's why we put together so many other fun things for you to look at throughout your week, which is our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness, Across the Board. We have two things on Facebook. One's a page. It's for the public. And one is a private group. If you want to share something private, okay, look for those on Facebook and then Twitter and Instagram, and it's fun. Sometimes I put my cooking stuff up there. Are you ever looking at that, Johnny?
No, I didn't know you put that up there. You put
yes,
a cooking?
Yes, I do. Yes, I actually make little clips, and I put them up there just throwing food together, and it's fun. I can see why people like doing that. I mean, mine is so amateur, but I just feel like sharing it. I feel like sharing something that is good tasting and looks pretty, too, at the end, maybe, and get out. And then I might send over a link to something we talked about with Dale on Friday, like a show she wants everybody to watch or something like that. So, and it would be great if other people who listened would go on there and, hey, I heard you guys talking about this. Here's a link to more info on it. It was fun listening to you guys. Stuff like that. Yeah. You know, it's nothing new. It's called social media. Okay.
Social media.
Well, Johnny, yeah. Johnny, until next time.
Okay.
Until next time, have a great evening and goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.